I'm so glad you agreed to our date. I know, I've asked a few times, and I'm so happy you finally said yes. I get it, you were a little reluctant before. But let's just have a good time, okay? See where things go from here. You probably think I'm a little weird, with my job and all. I mean, hypnotist... Okay, it's a bit on the strange side. But it's pretty interesting stuff, honestly. Anyway... Thanks for picking such a nice place for dinner and getting this lovely cozy table in the corner. It's like having a place to ourselves, just you and me. That's how I've wanted it for so long, you know. Sorry, I'm being a little much. People tell me I'm a bit intense, so I might make things awkward now and then. You don't mind, right? Oh, venues. Let me see. We never decided who's paying, and I don't want to make a whole thing of it, so how about we just... Oh, split, okay, sure. I'll go for, I'm not sure. It's so hard to make decisions right now. Do you find it warm in here? Maybe it's just me. I'm kind of dark, I can barely see the menu. I have to concentrate really hard to see it. Do you have to concentrate really hard, too? Maybe we should just get the same thing. Let's just both get the special. You don't mind me choosing, do you? Okay, good. It's easy to let someone else make decisions sometimes, isn't it? Just makes things so much simpler. So, might be a little while before the food comes. And you said you were interested in my work, right? As a hypnotist? I can tell you a little bit about it, but... You have to promise, no judgment, because it's not the most normal of jobs. I mean, I don't just go to the office and work at a computer, you know? What I do, really, is find out what makes people tick. What makes their minds work? You probably imagine pendants or pocket watches, and sure, it works for some people, but the most effective way to hypnotize someone is to figure out how they think. Some people are naturally dominant in life. They have to think all day long about the things other people do. Trying to stay in control is tiring for them. So, to help them switch off from that, I try to get them to give up that feeling of control a little. To just let go and be in the moment. And letting me guide them into trance. Other people are more naturally passive. You might even say submissive. They just let things happen to them. They want someone to help them relax too, but they're already ready to let the hypnotist take the lead. Either way, once they're in the right state of mind, I just gently relax them into a trance. But getting them in the right state of mind can be difficult. You need good conditions, a calm, quiet place, somewhere warm and relaxing. Dim lighting definitely helps, and being alone together. Well, that's the beginning. Then it's about gentle conversation. There's no great trick to that part, to setting the scene. It's really about building rapport, getting used to each other. The subject, listening to the hypnotist's words and just resting. Not worrying about anything but what the hypnotist says. All it really takes is a good location, the right mood. And they're out like a light after a few carefully chosen words. It works on pretty much everyone too. Some say they can't be hypnotized, but trance is really a natural part of life. You know, when you just switch off and get a task done. That's trance. So everyone can be hypnotized really. They just think it's something different to what it really is. They think I'll dangle a pocket watch or show them a spiral and they'll be dropped by the snap of my fingers. And some of that is true. People who know the tropes become susceptible to them. But anyone can trance. Anyone can listen to the words of a hypnotist and fall into a trance. It just takes the right mood, the right feeling, the right words. That's all really, that's all it takes. But that's just setting the scene. The trance itself is something deeper than that. Something that sinks them down further. Drops them into a place where they can simply be docile and listen to the hypnotist and let their conscious mind take a backseat. The goal of the hypnotist is to speak to the subconscious, the part of the mind that controls the deeper impulses and desires. That's why hypnosis can help you quit smoking or lose weight, because those are impulses. If a hypnotist can get you to open your mind and let your subconscious free, they can really take full advantage of the hypnotic experience. They can even implant new desires as well as remove old ones. It's really powerful. And you may doubt that, but subjects can genuinely be changed by hypnosis. It can have a strong, lasting effect. That's why a good hypnotist does things ethically. They only give the subject what they want, especially in a professional setting. Nothing like where we are now. Where we are now is somewhere I don't have to think about work too much. But since you wanted to know about it, I can keep explaining. You see, in trance, anyone can be influenced by the hypnotist. That's why you really have to trust them. Like you're trusting me now to choose that special I ordered. And it's good to just open up to a hypnotist. Because when you do, then you really let them operate at their full capacity, their full power. A truly gifted hypnotist can make your life change, make things different, make you act and think differently. All it takes is being put into trance. And you probably think that trance is something you fall into like lick my fingers or tell you to drop. But that's not entirely true. Trance is somewhere you go to when you're focused deeply on something. Even something as simple as a conversation. When the rest of the world fades and you listen only to the hypnotist. That's trance. Like I said, once you're in the right mood, have the right feeling, you can fall into trance. Fall deeply into it. As if there's nothing in the world but your hypnotist just talking to you. Conversation is powerful, more than you realize. You've probably been on other dates and felt lost in the person you're with, haven't you? And that can end up the same way when you're with a hypnotist. Even if you thought they were strange or awkward before, well, once they start talking to you, start sharing their thoughts and ideas with you, you soon find yourself agreeing with them. Because it's natural to fall into a relaxing trance in a relaxing place with someone who has a relaxing voice. You find so quickly that you're disarmed, lost in her, lost in every single word she says, because that's what a hypnotist can do. And you may be finding it now, so stop that, pay attention, focus on our date. But the thing is, once you start slipping into that trance state, it's actually hard to pull back from it. The power of it pulls you down, like a weight dragging you, like you can barely stay awake. But you can't fall asleep in a restaurant. So you'll sit upright and keep those eyes open, even if you want so badly to let them fall closed. Even if you're finding my voice to be an irresistible force washing over your mind. But I need to explain more about hypnosis. There's so much more to it. I could talk forever about it. Because even after the trance, you can have post-hypnotic triggers, lingering effects that make you open to suggestion, open to falling back into this feeling. The trance so deep that my voice speaks only to your subconscious, to that part of your brain that controls your automatic behavior, so that a post-hypnotic suggestion has an instant and immediate effect. It can make you respond to a simple phrase or action as if you were programmed to do so. Maybe you would have been. It depends on the hypnotist and how they take advantage of the trance state. The one you feel like you might just be falling into. But all I'm doing is talking about hypnosis with you, just explaining my work to you. It's okay to learn all about it, to know how it works. Then you know that it works. Knowledge is power. And knowing how hypnosis works gives hypnosis power. If you understand that everyone can fall into trance, that means you can. You can fall into a trance and be affected by post-hypnotic suggestion. You can relax and listen to my voice and feel it pull your mind down further and further. There's no gimmick here, no pocket watch, no spiral, nothing but my voice, because a hypnotist only needs their words to induce a trance, and anyone can trance and my words can trance you. You see how it works? It's all so very simple, isn't it? You're nodding your head yes, of course, because you agree with me, because you know that just my words can induce a hypnotic trance. Just my words can bring you into a trance-like state where your subconscious mind is open to suggestion and your conscious mind switches off, where post-hypnotic suggestion is entirely possible, where you can be left with triggers that can affect your mind every single time you experience them. And some of the gimmicks and tricks do work. Certain words can trigger you. If I say deeper, it can really make you feel as though you're going deeper. But I have to be careful how I say it, not to confuse you. Or I can confuse you right into a trance. But that's not what I'm doing now. I'm just telling you about my job. Isn't that right? And you're nodding along, eagerly listening and hanging on my every word. Even though you didn't even think this was real not so long ago. Because it is real. It is possible. Hypnosis is very real, proven to be. Trance is normal and every day, and when you listen to a powerful, successful hypnotist, as you know I am, you know that trance is a state so easy to fall into. When I say deeper, you do go deeper, and I don't confuse you by saying twice as deep or 10 times deeper, because you're in no state to quantify that, but you can feel deeper. You can feel like you're sinking down further into your chair, like your arms are getting heavier, like your eyelids are getting sleepier, like your mind is getting more empty, deeper for me now. Let those thoughts fade away and let your subconscious take in what I say. Your conscious mind doesn't even need to remember what I say as you fall deeper from me. Deeper and deeper you go, a little more every time. Body a little heavier. Thoughts harder to form. Like they've drifted right out of your mind. No mind, only listening. My words taking over. Your subconscious taking them in. Don't you think my work is very interesting now? Nod your head, yes. You're glad you came on a date with me, aren't you? Nod. That's right. You're going to go on lots more dates with me, aren't you? Nod your head, yes. Good. You're quite a good subject for someone who had so many doubts. You thought I was just some weird girl, but I'm nothing like that. I'm the most beautiful woman you've ever seen, aren't I? Nod, yes. That's right. So beautiful, you'd never say no to me. So utterly captivating and charming that I can take you deeper into my power with ease. Because you know, hypnosis is very real and very powerful. And I am an expert in my field. You're finally accepting that. You know I am extremely powerful because you feel it. You know it in your subconscious mind that I am impossible to resist. And I can always take you deeper, deeper down. Deeper into my control. It's so easy to speak to your subconscious mind and let it remember my power. But your conscious mind won't remember a thing. All you need to take away is the knowledge I've shared with you. The knowledge of the power of hypnosis. The power of my voice and the ease with which you can slip into a deep, relaxing trance. You love that, don't you? All your doubts gone. All your worries gone. Trance is simple. It's just focus. Focus on me. And there's one more thing for your subconscious mind to remember. Besides going deeper, once I said that word, you're going to need to be more agreeable. I want you to be a much better date, okay? So when I say pretty please, you'll do whatever I've asked before I say that. For example, if I say touch your nose, pretty please, you'll touch your nose. Let's try it now. Touch your nose, pretty please. There you go. You're doing so well. Agreeing with me is so easy in trance because your subconscious mind takes in what I say and creates the neural pathways to deliver immediate action upon hearing the trigger. You may not understand that, but you're not an expert hypnotist like me. You don't need to know that much. You are making a very good subject. So you're going to keep doing as I tell you to learn that trigger well. Open your mouth. Pretty please. Good. Doing so great, my new subject. My date. Now, let your tongue drop from your mouth. Let it hang there. Pretty please. Cute. Looking like a good puppy for me, aren't you? I like you like this. You're a better date in trance. Doing as I command? You'll get used to this fast, I think. You know my powers now. Know the strength of my words and voice. So, drool for me. Pretty please. Let the saliva drop from your mouth and onto your chest. How adorable you are like this. Okay, close your mouth. Pretty please. Good. Well, that trigger firmly established in your mind as you keep falling deeper for me. Just sitting there, head spinning, body heavy, mind weak and open, blank mind, sponge soaking up all my words. This is what hypnosis is. And I'm so glad you now understand us. It took a while for me to get you alone like this, but you are so glad now that you agreed to this date. Agreed to listen to me. Agreed to learn all about hypnosis. And you're so agreeable now. Just saying pretty please will make you so agreeable to anything I ask. No matter what, no matter how outlandish. The only thing that will stop you is if it will put you in danger. Because I am ethical after all. I'm a professional. That's why you trust me. That's why you're falling for me. Deeper and deeper, accepting my words into your subconscious, letting this trance slip from your memory as soon as you wake. But not yet. I have to tell you one more thing about hypnosis. Something that will always help you go deeper. You see, there's that deep trance state. But then there's another place. This wonderful drifting part of the trance where you're very, very deep. And all you need to do is listen. And in this place, that's where all those new ideas form in your mind. But it all fades and gets so foggy afterward. You'll wake up thinking the same things you always did. That hypnosis is silly. A trick. But the truth will be deep in your mind. The truth will be there. You'll know that hypnosis is powerful. That it works, that you can trance, that you love to trance. Because you love just sitting there, falling deeper and letting my words influence your mind. See, no tricks needed. Just simple conversation between me and you. And my words worm their way into your mind. Hypnotists, good ones, only need their words. Nothing more, nothing else to affect you. To control you, to have power over you, and that's good. Because we can help you. I can help you. I can make you better. I can make you weaker or stronger. Weaker for me, stronger for you. I can give you fantasies you only dreamed of. I can unlock the secrets hidden deep in your mind and turn them into your reality. All it takes is listening to me. All you have to do is listen to my words. You accept that hypnosis is powerful and has power over you. Because it works on everyone, that's an important thing to remember. But you'll remember to forget it. You'll remember to forget all you've heard in this state. But your subconscious mind will hold on to all of it. You will keep my words in your subconscious, won't you? Pretty please. Good. Perfect. Because now I want to teach you the final element of a hypnotic session. Waking. I usually try to wake you gently to let you come back up slowly. Let the sounds of the world come into your mind again. The smells. Let your arms feel loose and light once more. You start to forget the trance and go back to normal thinking. You see what I mean? You let those conscious thoughts return and forget to remember all the words I spoke in trance. Like it never happened. But your subconscious mind remembers. And as you stir and stretch, I usually like to create a clean transition between waking and trancing. A word wakes you fully and dispels the memories of the trance. That word is awaken. And when I say it, you return to normal. You come back up and experience the world as you always had. Just with some new triggers in your subconscious mind. You'll wake up when you hear it and realize you're on a lovely date with the most beautiful woman you've ever seen. And you want to go on many, many more dates with me. You might feel like you're falling in love with me. Just a little bit. That crush starting to develop. You never doubted this date, did you? You never thought it could go badly. You knew you wanted to be with me. You were delighted to date me. Lucky to. Nod your head, yes. Now you're ready to awaken for me. Awaken, my date. I'm having a nice date. I'm so glad you wanted to come. You look happy, too. I bet you're having a lovely evening. Food comes soon, and I'm so excited to eat. You love that I ordered for you, don't you? You thought I was a weird, quiet girl, didn't you? But you kind of like me assertive, right? I thought so. And you keep looking at me like I'm really pretty. I like that. I like how you see me. You've got a little crush on me, don't you? Now, let's have some fun before the food arrives. Why don't you raise your hands above your head? Pretty please. Cute. You look adorable. Okay, now put them down. Pretty please. So sweet. I just wanted a good look at you. Oh, you think I look great, right? I dressed up nicely for this. Tell me I'm gorgeous. Pretty please. Thank you, I know I am. I'm perfect. And you're starting to see that now. And you thought you couldn't date a hypnotist. Oh, there's something that bothered me earlier. You wanted to split the bill. But I think you should cover it. You look reluctant too. But I would really appreciate it. Pretty please. I knew you wouldn't mind. And you want to see me again next week, don't you? You'll organize another date for us at your place. Pretty please. Good. I'm so excited. Looks like our food is here. Thanks for a wonderful evening. Order us some wine too, won't you? Pretty please.